and more now in the city of Abbottabad, where bin Laden was killed. First, the compound where he was living was within walking distance of an elite Pakistani military training center. The city itself was established by the British in the 19th century, and it's 2 hours north of the capital, Islamabad. NPR's Julie McCarthy is in Abbottabad, and she spoke with some of bin Laden's unwitting neighbors.
The trail led here to the leafy green hills of Abbottabad. Most days pass peacefully in this beautiful hill town that is better known for attracting tourists and has largely remained immune from suicide bombings. But beneath the tranquility lay a secret that would astonish the world. Osama bin Laden made his lair not in a rugged mountain retreat, but here in a modern fortified compound in an affluent area of spacious homes on wide plots. More astonishing still for residents of the area is that not far from his compound besieged today sits the equivalent of Pakistan's West Point, military barracks and installations that would likely have had constant security surveillance.
That's quite shocking.
Salman Saeed lives and studies in Abbottabad.
That's the thing that we were thinking all night, that how come a person on the top list of US and everyone and Interpol and all the thing, he's been living so close to the military for last 1 year, 2 years, or God knows how many years. So that's quite shocking.
What do you make of it? Do you think the military knew? Do you ask yourself, how could they not know?
Well, probably they knew, but they didn't want to make a chaos of it. All the international people and all the people gathering around here. Probably they had their own strategy to do that.
Their own strategy.
Yeah.
We asked 37-year-old resident Zishah Ahmed what he thought about the discovery that Osama bin Laden lived just blocks from the sprawling military garrison. Do you wonder in your own mind, how could Osama bin Laden be here when the military is all over here? Do you wonder that in your own mind?
This is a very sensitive issue. I don't want to talk. This is our relating to our military.
It's a question people are too afraid to answer here. Nadim Khan, who lives nearby, said he was startled to learn that Osama bin Laden had encamped in a costly compound around the corner. I never saw any movement around the house, but people say it was a mysterious building, Khan says. They didn't meet anybody, he says, adding, when I asked people on the same street, they said smuggler types lived there. They would have no interaction with other people. We didn't see them coming or going, Khan said. The American operation that began with an ill-fated helicopter crash terrified the residents, including Amir Khan, who was awakened after midnight by the sounds of the low-flying American chopper and subsequent explosions as the aircraft went down and was then destroyed. When I woke up, I saw the chopper close up, and it kept hovering closer toward the compound, Khan said. The explosions from the crash shattered our windows. I raced up to the roof and saw a huge fire, he said. By late afternoon, the area had been sealed off by the Pakistan military. The gray-colored compound was visible from a distance across a stand of poplar trees. A red tarp had been put around the premises. But there was no concealing an overwhelming feeling that Pakistanis expressed on television and on the streets of Abbottabad. Resident Nadim Khan said, "It is now time for the U.S. to end what many Pakistanis view as the occupation of Afghanistan." The U.S. should pull out because Osama bin Laden was their target, Khan said, and they invaded Afghanistan to capture him. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Abbottabad.
All Things Considered continues in a moment.